Here. And note for the record that trustees Cannon, McDermott, Morrow, Rivero, Vereen, and Elker are in attendance. If that's everyone. Let's go on to item two. First, the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
For a second.
Second.
Mr. Cannon made the motion. Mr. McDermott made the second. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, with Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Rivero.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen. Trustee Vereen, you unmuted, but we didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm not a trustee. I'm sorry. I'm trying to change my name. I'm a reporter with the New Haven Independent. I'm just logged in as a member of the public here.
I said Vereen, not Breen, but I can understand.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No problem. Trustee Vereen?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was muted three places.
No worries, we can hear you now. And I am an I as well. So the minutes pass. Moving on to item three, administrative matters. Proposed 2023 proposed calendar of PNF trustee monthly meetings. Is there a motion to approve the proposed calendar?
So moved.
Is there a second? So Trustee McDermott made the motion. Trustee Cannon second. Is there any discussion on the calendar for 2023? Discussion. All those in favor, Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Rivero.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. The calendar for 2023 passes. I'd like to note items four and items five, information only, death after retirement, William Morris, and Robert Lillis, and Michael Hampton, and Thomas Mielis. If we could entertain a moment of silence for the passing of four individuals. Thank you. And if I just take a moment to acknowledge in particular Officer Hinton and Firefighter Mielis. I know it's been a difficult time for both the police department and the fire department with these two individuals passing, both inspiring individuals that served. Sad to see them go. Item six, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills? Motion on payment.
Trustee Rivero, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rivero made the motion. Trustee Morrow seconded. Any discussion on payment of the bills?
Just as far as Hooker and Holcomb, I see it's a large tab for this last month.
Second to that. A lot of work with that, Liam.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Just inquiring as to the Hooker and Holcomb. Is there a lot of work this past month?
No, I think that's the set. I think it's a set rate.
Would that be for the portal?
It's in total. Yeah, it's in total. Their fee includes the portal and any work that all the work that they do.
Is the portal up and running properly?
The portal is up and running, yes.
All information up to date that's being inputted into that system?
Yes, it is. It was received.
I'm sorry, what did she say? She said, yes, it is. It was received. Information was received. Thank you, Leanne. Any other questions about or comments about payment of the bills? All those in favor of approving the payment of the bills, Trustee Rivero?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I'm an aye. Well, the payment of the bills passes. The bills pass. Item seven, any old business?
Yeah, I'd like to know where we're at with the RFP for legal.
Mr. Gormanion? you mind scanning over just real quick? Yeah. I'm happy to get you an update next time. So you can, we'll make it. Leanna, could you make a note to maybe put that item on the agenda so that we can just give an update on the RFP for the legal assistance?
Would Leanna have an update being the pension administrator?
I think it's.
I do not have an update at this time, no.
Okay. But happy to get an update. The other old business?
Yeah. I'd like to know where we're at. I know a deposit was made recently into the pension fund towards police and fire. What is outstanding?
Leanna, I presume you're not aware, and Mr. Gorman's not here.
For the ARC payment?
Yeah.
No, I'm not aware.
You're not aware of the amount that went in?
I did not get notification of how much that has been paid already.
We'll check on that as well, Mr. Kim.
All right, and then we're going to check on also how much is remaining. It was determined by the actuary. Okay. It was supposed to be paid in three state installments, October, November, December. Just updating Leanna.
Okay, so it's Mr. Gorman's responsibility to make those transfers.
That's fine. As the pension administrator has been able to handle that also. Thank you.
Okay, any moving on to new business? Any new business from the trustees? Any new business from the trustees?
It's been brought to my attention. This is a city issue with the city employee retirement fund. There's been questions in regards to the actuarial determined amount being adjusted with the recent decision to increase the salaries of executive management. Is there any issues that we need to know about on this pension board, seeing that the city was brought to the surf this past month, the question, I believe, by some of the retirees over there? Is there an update?
Mr. Cannon is referring to the Board of Alders approving the eligibility of three city positions, chief of staff, chief technology officer, and the budget director into the pensions. That impacts the SURF pension only and does not impact the police and fire. It has separately been raised in the SURF meeting, and there will be an item on the agenda at the next SURF meeting in December. So if folks are interested in that topic, they can tune in to the SURF meeting.
I understand that in the past, this board has been sued for a similar move in regards to a past union president of the fire department. I'm just wondering if there's any concerns along the lines of the city being sued also. Myself were named in that lawsuit by the Board of Alders. That's why I bring up this concern. Are we going to be, is the city in line for a lawsuit over that?
I appreciate it. It's a SURF matter, not a PNF matter. So there's, I would presume, no risk of the PNF.
I don't have the full contribution from the city yet, so it is a issue that I'm concerned about.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
The full contribution to our pension from the city hasn't come into the police and fire pension board yet.
That's a separate issue.
If this affects it, is my concern.
Okay. The trustees will note Trustee Cannon's concern. Any other new business? All right, moving on to the investment report.
Good morning, everybody. 11, so that's good. I will be brief. There will be no presentations today. So we're not doing any movement as far as that is concerned. So we'll talk about the numbers as of the end of October. We have seen a bounce in the market on the equity side, which is good. A good 5 weeks up until this week, so that's a good one. If you look at the first page of the investment report, go down back one page, please. So top line across, you see the 1 month number is a pretty big jump, 5%, give or take. Cruise all the way up across to the 1 year number, we're still down 11%, give or take, outperforming our allocation index. 1 year, 3 year numbers and inception numbers look pretty good compared to the overall market. Move down to the large cap equity space, as an average, 9.4% for the month. You look down, that Sizer 1 month is up 10%, so a nice rebound there. They have good numbers across the board if you look. they're more of a large cap core manager, similar to Atalanta, Aristotle on the value side, done okay in the month. Again, a big jump on both portfolios across the board. They're underperforming their index, but since inception, the numbers are good. Atalanta, again, a core manager, not doing as well as Sizer for the year, but they had a good month also. So put them in line for the 3 and 6 month number. Down to mid cap, almost 11% for the month as a group. Cook and Bueller, we've been looking at them. They had a great month, up significantly over their benchmark. Good bounce, about 5%, give or take. And their numbers across the board are improving on that portfolio side of the cap space. Mutual of America, we'll take an update from them. They have two portfolios, the equity side and the fixed income side. They're doing okay. They're very similar to their benchmark on the stock portfolio. So what I want from them is a report on attribution. You know, tell me why your numbers are what they are, which are fine, but explain to me why you're adding value, where you're adding value on the alpha side, where's your stock picking, because you're very similar. Net of fees, very similar to the index. So I'll get an update on that. If you want to flip it over to small cap, similar returns on the small cap side just like the mid cap size. So up double digits for the month, 10%. Struggling for the year, as we know. 3-year numbers okay. Go down to Clearbridge on the growth side. Again, a very challenging market on the growth side of small cap. Hopefully next year, small cap, when we get closer to pulling out of this environment, pulling out of next year's environment, should outperform in an emerging economy. So Clearbridge, as you can see, good digits, good numbers for the month across the board as far as all portfolios. Cook and Bueller on the small cap value side, again, underperforming in the long run. Decent little bounce there. They are on watch, as is the mid cap portfolio, as noted in the last meeting in the newspapers. Channing, great numbers on the absolute side, up 12%, and they're fighting back for the year, just like many active managers. For the 3-year number, they're outperforming, as is the inception number. Down to international, a lot of stuff's going on in international. We have the World Cup, which means that, you know, I watch soccer twice a decade, so it's good to watch that. We also have a couple issues with China going on. I was just listening to last night and this morning on Bloomberg with the COVID zero policy having a little bit of a challenge with a recent outbreak there. So we're looking at international, and hopefully we'll see a bounce there going into next year. China's got really nothing to do but go up. It's been so brutalized that if we get any sign of relaxation there with the COVID policies, it should be a place to be. International side, WCN, we've heard from them. We'll keep an eye on them for the year. Still challenged, but a lot on the international side is. Exponents is a new manager that was recently funded in September. Doing okay so far. I should note that, I'll get to that. MFS is also a manager that's been around for a couple years now, doing okay versus NRC. Fixed income, across the board, very similar numbers here. We've talked about this a lot, about fixed income being challenged. We do have a new manager in that space that was just funded with $7 million. We talked about that last meeting, about that discrepancy there. So they will be on the next report. They're in between months to add it to that. So fixed income side, you can see across the board challenging numbers on the Cincinnati side, a little bit more corporate exposure there and high yield exposure there. So they've done a little bit better recently because of their correlation with equity markets. You know, I think next year for fixed income, we could see a pretty decent year, believe it or not, when they stop raising rates. So I'll be watching that. And again, on the bottom number, the Mutual of America will be taking a look at their attribution also. Very, very similar to their benchmark. So find out what they're doing in that portfolio. If you want to switch it over, cash numbers have obviously increased. I do have that number of the deposit from the city that I've been watching. $45 million came in recently in the last couple of weeks. So we do have a decent amount of cash on hand. Turn it over to the next page real quickly. We'll take a look at next page is cash. I just did that. We'll go over to the first two items and actually first line item there. Alkeon down below, we've heard from them. The month before in October, September, I should say, the Alkeon outperformed by about 6 or 7 percentage points. And then here we are again having a challenge there. So looking for some significant outperformance going into next year to bounce back. Again, their long-term numbers total are very good for all of their clients. Our numbers are pretty good since inception, but we will we'll continue to watch them. They sent out a special piece of information on the 14th of November. The 14th of November that I read, reiterating their stance and their opinions on what they own and their conviction. It read nicely. Let's just keep an eye on them and see how they perform coming out of this year. So that's that. And I'll briefly go over some information on the next page, slide, PNF Market Talk. Go through a couple slides and let you on your way. Right-hand side, very similar. I'm not going to go through all of that. We've seen, obviously, dispersions and returns based on where you've been in the market. We're going to go back to page 2. Sorry, it's going a little fast there. Okay, just a couple of things on these pages. They're talking about inflation, which, again, we've beaten down here in conversation as a board. You can see that inflationary numbers, the CPI numbers have come down. So you talk about a bounce in the market in the last 5 weeks. We saw some good data. So slowing of inflation. Look on the bottom, we're still talking about Fed rate hikes. We have the Fed funds rate at 4% right now. The word on the street is their consensus on the street is about 5%. But with some hope that inflation's coming down, we should see the long end of the curve starting to flatten out and hopefully rally a little bit here. So goes to my point about fixed income being a place to take a look at. Also, what we talked about is short-term fixed income, cash. Talking about that next month when we have the total and what we can do with that as we lean it into the market. But short end of fixed income is, you know, on the treasury side is upwards of, you know, the good credit side of corporates is upwards of 5%, on high yield markets 9%. So, you know, income makes up a lot of the return in fixed income. So yields are good as far as that's concerned. So, you know, some opportunity there with the cash that we have going into next year. So next page talks about the numbers that I was just speaking to. Right now we're at about 6.3%. In inflationary numbers, CPI numbers, we want to get down to that second column over to the bottom, which is the Fed funds target rate. The CPI target rate of 2.4%. So that's their real goal, is to get that number down to that number. They're also looking at, obviously, unemployment and the labor markets. They're very tight right now. You see layoffs coming from companies like Amazon, so a little bit of loosening there. You know, less people have jobs, it gets a little less pressure on inflation because there's a little less spending, versus a very tight market we have right now is not good for the inflationary numbers. Through to the next page, earnings have been surprisingly pretty good. They brought down their expectations on the bottom right hand side, but that's good. So going into next year, now that expectations aren't as high, hopefully their numbers going into the next couple of quarters are off on that. So everyone's kind of getting a little bit of reality here about the market, you know, the economy slowing down. We still don't anticipate a great recession here, maybe a mild one. So with consensus coming down on earnings, which affects overall earnings on the S&P, we're bringing our numbers down from 230 as a multiple on the S&P 500 as a firm, which we're bringing that down from 230 down to 215. So around consensus for the total street. Next page talks about technicals on the stock market. That much, 4,000 is the number we're at right now, give or take, and we think we'll be there going into the end of the year, finalizing, finishing there. Market influences. Talk about some things that will help us on the next page. If we can break out of this top left-hand situation with the S&P 500 above 4,000, hopefully we'll look for a rally. If that breaks down, we've talked about 3,500, 3,600, 3,300, 3,000, worst case scenario. We don't see 3,000. I don't think the street sees 3,300 as consensus. So hopefully we stay here, probably get a little softer going into the first quarter and then rally from there. If you look at below that, the U.S. dollar, U.S. dollar has been on a tear for the last year. We've seen weakness on that ever since that number came out on inflation. So a weaker dollar has been great for a lot of things. And treasuries on the right-hand side, flattened out a little bit on the long end. And again, hopefully we'll see a little bit of a flattening there. And if we see some recessionary numbers next year, probably see a little bit of a rally in fixed income, which will bring down yields. Next page, real briefly, it's the opposite of the first page. Okay, look at the bottom right-hand side. The worst performers for the year to date have been the best performers for the last 5 weeks. So that's not something that's super surprising. We get a little bit of a relief here in the total markets and in the news, and we should see a little bit of a rotation here. That's, in my opinion, should not continue going forward too strongly, but hopefully we take a little bit of a breather here in the stock market, end the year right about here. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge next year throughout the year, but you know, a lot of it's built in. International side, again, a lot of international situations have been the worst they could be. So if we get any relief in Europe, any relief in China and the Far East, there's nothing but good roads ahead of us. Same thing with our markets. We're in a tough situation. We haven't been here in fixed income and equities in a very long time. So we'll see how this works out. There's various opinions on that, but our opinion as a firm and as a consensus on the street is that mild recession and reversal back to a bear market in the long run. So with that said, we have cash to be deployed. My opinion, our opinion would be to slowly deploy that in this environment, dollar cost average into the next 3 to 6 months into our current portfolio and look for opportunities, be opportunistic if something changes. So with that said, I'll open it to any questions. I'll let you go with your day.
Questions for Dave. Mr. Cannon.
Dave, would you be able to answer whether the city made a deposit into the account recently?
$45 million came in roughly 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Thank you.
Exactly.
And we're waiting on the remainder?
Not that I have from last year. So I don't know what the projections are. I'm sure Herc and Holcomb, if they're on the call, would have that exact number. But $53.7 million last fiscal year. So about 7.7 if it's exactly the same. To come.
Morning, Mr. Gormley.
Any other questions for Dave?
Yes. Question on the company that we had under consideration to watch was Cook and Beeler.
Yes.
Are we still watching them?
Yeah, they'll be on watch for at least another quarter, and then we'll review from there. We usually do two quarters in a row, see if there's any progress there on the return side and on the communication side. They did have a good month, and we'll see how that turns out going forward. I'll keep the board up to date on a monthly basis on that.
They're still neck and neck with the index, correct?
Yeah, I haven't looked, but
the index outperformed them since the inception. What do we have with them? Small cap and mid cap?
Correct.
Approximately $26 million.
Yes, on the small cap side, it's 13 change. And so about 26, 27 million.
And we made an adjustment, took money from them?
We did last time when they went on watch. We took, I believe it was $8 million from them to fund Ceritas, the new fixed income manager. So, yes, they have been reduced in the mid cap space, not the small cap, but the mid cap space. But it came from there to as a source of funds prior to the, obviously, they are coming in.
This is something we're going to revisit next month?
Yep, on a monthly basis. We'll continue to communicate with them. I have met with them, and I will continue to talk and update the board if it changes.
If the city put in $45 million, Dave, what would be our total in cash right now?
Recently, at it, we should be – there's different buckets of money. So, in my opinion, we were lean on the money going out to – I'm just thinking in my head here. 5, 10, 55. I would say in the range of give or take 55 million right now, 55 to 60 million right now.
We have 16, correct? That's reflected in this monthly statement from you guys?
Yes.
45 just got deposited?
Yes. We sent some money out to Northern Trust for benefits.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we spend about, the city spends, I've taken it back, the city spends, I think, roughly $6.3 million a month, give or take, on benefits.
Gotcha.
So we plan for that at least usually on a two-month basis to make sure we're funded there. We have buckets that come in from alternatives also that we use as a consensus or a total to pay benefits, make sure that we don't run short on that. We always run short this time of year. ARC comes in, and then we have plenty of funds, and we set aside enough so that we can pay benefits and then allocate into the market over some time.
What would be the rate on cash right now, Dave?
The rate on cash, that's a good question, and that's something that we'll bring to the board in the next meeting. There are obviously cash accounts, which are yielding in the, I believe, 2% range. This is strictly short-term money markets, but there's institutional money markets. I was actually met with a couple of different firms, but Sage Advisors and Eagle Asset Management both run fantastic institutional money market funds, which to your question, Trustee Cannon, yield anywhere from 4.5% to 5% on a yield to worst basis. So again, like I talked about last meeting, there are some opportunities. There's a significant amount of money just sitting in cash right now and weaning into the market as a dollar cost average. So I'll bring two of those ideas to the table next month, and we can take a look at that.
What would be the timeline on the institutional cash?
It's liquid daily. You probably would not want to put that in for a week. But in my opinion, rates have stabilized. And I think that that would be something if you put it in for, let's say we put in $30 million. I would have no problem. And again, we had this conversation with them pretty specifically that, you know, if you give them a heads up, these are individual securities for the city of New Haven. You're not in a bucket. It's not a collective trust. It's not a mutual fund. This is a portfolio. You see the actual fixed income in there. These are anywhere from duration of, you know, a couple of days all the way out to maybe 6 months. So as long as I'm in communication with the manager, trustee, and give them a heads up, you know, we're not going to call them on Wednesday and say we need the money on Thursday in an emergency. But if I give them a situation where I say, hey, we're going to on the 15th of the month and on the 1st of the month, take $5 million out of the portfolio, to be more than ready to do that without any type of market fluctuation on our portfolio.
Raymond James Outlook, you said there was a mild recession soon?
Yeah, I think I look at consensus, not just Raymond James, obviously. I look at Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and the rest of them. So our outlook as a firm is mild recession next year, nothing dramatic. The consensus is the same. You know, nothing dramatic, but there are obviously outliers of people that think all is fine and others that think that the world is coming to an end. So the consensus would be mild recession. I don't see a raging bull market in equities next year. I see, in my opinion, you know, maybe hopefully I'm wrong, maybe low double digits, but in my opinion, maybe, you know, mid single digits, unless there's a catastrophic event on the downside, but I think that's what we'll be. And on fixed income, I think that, you know, I think the worst is behind us. So there might be some opportunity with fixed income managers, not only being positive, but having pretty decent numbers next year. So a little bit of the reversal, whereas everything's come down at the same time. Now we get a reversal. Well, hopefully everything's moving in the right direction going on.
What would be our allocation of cash to be held in fund?
So we're expecting another give or take 8, right? So say it's 50. We have enough, you know, on board, maybe say we have on hand another 10 to 15 at any given time to be sent out for the trust. Let's say we put, as a round number, let's say we put $40 million into the institutional money market funds. And don't hold me to this, but I would say, or you could hold me to it. I would say anywhere from, you know, $10 to $15 million on a quarterly basis, slow. And again, this is my opinion. The board can say differently. Some schools of thought are to take the entire amount and throw it into the allocation. My opinion and some of our colleagues' opinions is to take that money and wean it in. So I would say anywhere from $10 to $15 million on a quarterly basis, unless something changes, into the total portfolio. Literally spread it across the allocation. We have a lot of managers right now. I don't think we need more. I think we have plenty of bases covered. I think we add to what's working. And maybe add to some things that are down and out.
Thank you.
I see Mr. Gormian. I wanted to just circle back on the question about payments to the PNF. But before that, are there any other questions on the investment report for Dave?
I did just want to bring up, I know you mentioned Al Keanu. What exactly was their reasoning for the down month? I mean, as this illustrated, a lot of the sectors that went, you know, got hit the hardest in the down market were the biggest ones to bounce back, as is so often the case. You know, they were down before, and, you know, when everything else is kind of back up again, they took a hard loss in the down times, and then it's taken another almost 8% loss, you know, on the backswing to down to the point where they're down 41% for the year. I mean, I don't need to tell you the numbers. They need to put together back-to-back phenomenal years just to get us back to the starting point after this. And it's, you know, it's getting concerning to me that that's, you know, that's not something that's within their capabilities. I mean, did they address any specific errors or anything like that they made? Did they put anything out to their shareholders? Or
like I said, I'm not, unless you're, can I answer? Would you like me to answer?
Okay. Yeah.
So they came out with a special communication to their shareholders or their equity holders on the 14th of November. So that's to say something right there. Usually it's on a monthly basis. So intra-month, they came out and said, here's what's going on. It's a letter saying, these are our convictions. We've made a lot of money over the last 25 years based on our convictions. Well, convictions don't pay the bills. So I read that. I took it to heart. They talked about, attribution, why things that they own haven't worked out, why things they own should work out going forward. To your point, I think, again, we brought them in, we had a conversation, and I think that we should continue to take a hard look at them. I'll communicate with them directly and see what's up. The good news is that it's an alternative investment. Okay, so they buy long and short. They're betting on stocks going up, they're betting on stocks going down. As you mentioned, they're betting incorrectly this year. A lot of markets, a lot of hedge funds this year have had a challenge, but that's not your problem. So we'll continue to communicate with them and see where they come back with that. Right now I got to just keep an eye on them.
Has there been any changes in their management?
The other good thing is that it's an alternative investment, but it's liquid. All right, it's liquid on a, you know, if you give them notice, you can have all your money back within a couple months. Unlike some of our private equity, private real estate firms, they sign anywhere from 9 to 11 year contracts with some of these private investments, which aren't liquid. The good news is that Alcyon is. So if we do pull the trigger on that, then we'd be able to versus saying, hey, we've had some tough, over the last 10 years, we've had some tough situations with some inherited alternatives that aren't liquid. So it's painful at times to watch. I know you know those stories well, mm-hmm. being on the board. So that's not the case. So let me communicate with them again, and I'll get back to you in December with any update on that.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for Dave? Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Mr. Gorman, can you give us an update on payments to the pension fund?
Yeah, so as Dave mentioned, we made $45 million deposit into the fund 2 weeks ago. So that leaves, based on the approved budget with the ADEC, that leaves a payment of $8.9 million remaining to make to the fund. I'm actually talking to our treasurer's office today, but we plan on making the remaining $8.9 million by the end of December.
Thank you, Mr. Gorman. Any questions on that?
Yes,
it looks like Mr. Cannon has a question.
Yeah, I got a question here. Mr. Gormany, has the SURF fund been fully funded?
No, we made a contribution to the SURF fund at the same time 2 weeks ago, but it was not the full payment. We're currently working to make the remaining balance on the SURF fund as well.
You alluded to the budgeted ADEC amount. Is the ADEC amount from the actuary or is it from the budget?
So the budget is the I'm referring to the budget number, which again, for this budget year, we budgeted slightly higher than the recommended ADEC. So I'm talking about the actual budget number.
Does that slightly higher number just cover the expenses to this board?
Remember, when we do the budget, we do the ADEC plus the expenses. So it's a combination of both.
Prior to you coming on the meeting today, the question came up of where we are with RFP for legal. Can you update us on that?
Yes. So the RFP for legal services actually closes today at 11 o'clock. We did see about 5 to 6 firms actually take the documents. But again, a lot of times with RFPs, we don't actually see who is going to do a submission until it actually closes. What I can do is kind of send an update to the trustees probably tomorrow, because there's some back end things that have to be done once the RFP closes, and let you know how many bidders, how many respondents there were, so on and so forth. Again, there's some back-end work that has to be done once the RFP closes, but it is slated to close at 11 today. And I will certainly keep the trustees updated.
Thanks, Mr. Gorman. Any other questions about these two items from Mr. Gormley?
Mr. Gormley.
Yes, Trustee Cannon.
The City of New Haven just addressed executive management with raises. Has that amount been adjusted to SURF?
Mr. Cannon, it's a SURF matter. We've already gone over this. It will be on the SURF agenda, and you're welcome to attend the SURF meeting to discuss that, but it's not a PNF matter.
Mr. Gorman, can you answer that question, please?
Mr. Cannon, it is not on the agenda.
Mr. Ellicott, this is not on the agenda. It's an open. It's an open.
No, it doesn't. New mean, business. Doesn't
a question by a trustee with a fiduciary responsibility to this board to know if the city has addressed the SURF issue. Has it been re-evaluated by Hooker and Holcomb?
Mr. Gormley, is this a? Are the executive management changes going to impact the PNF pension fund at all?
No.
Okay.
So Mr. Gormley, have we received our full amount from the ADEC into this fund yet?
I believe I just answered that.
We don't have the money yet. So until we get the money, this is an issue.
Okay.
So the city needs to make the contribution of $8.9 million to the fund. Mr. Gormley, I remember recently there was a budget surplus, correct?
Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Ellicott, I'm having a discussion with Mr. Gormley.
Right, but you are not the chair. I'm the chair.
I'm asking a question in open in new business.
And Mr. Gormley has already addressed your question.
You're addressing my question, Mayor.
No,
Mr. Gormley, could you answer
Mr.
that
Cannon,
last question?
I need to be respectful.
I am being respectful. You're being disrespectful by cutting me off.
No, I'm not.
Trustee Ribeiro, may I call for point of order, please?
You may, Mr. Ribeiro.
Thank you kindly.
Did you have a point of order, Trustee Ribeiro?
My point of order just simply is if we can stop with the back and forth at this point, I would appreciate that. That is my point of order, my point of personal privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Ribeiro. Mr. Gormley has answered your question about when the ADEC payment will be made, Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Gormley, I'll return to this question again. Until this board has the $8.9 million still coming from the city, as the city has an outstanding issue with SURF, I'd like to know if it will affect this fund. We have a fiduciary responsibility for that.
No, the issue with SURF will not affect the PNF fund.
So we should see the $8.9 million to PNF by when?
The city is planning on making the remaining $8.9 million in December.
Yet there's a surplus. Is there any reason why it can't be put in there now?
I am working with the city's treasurer office now to go over all the payments that need to be made at the end of November and in December at the moment. So based on what we talk about with my meeting, again, I can take a look at making the payment as early as next week or again by the end of December.
The city is prepared to make full payment to PNF and SURF?
That is what I'm going over at the moment.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I know we've had past history where the city wasn't at the last minute going to make the contribution. Just want to make sure we're on point to get the contribution into the plan.
No problem, Trustee Cannon.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Your second?
Second.
A motion by Trustee Morrow and a second by Trustee McDermott. All those in favor, Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen? Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee
Can you hear me?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Thank you, Trustee Brian.
Aye.
Trustee Kim? And I am an aye as well. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Good to see you all. Don't worry about that.